So these are some of the reasons why I buy lottery tickets. It forces me in the mindset of an abundance mindset versus a scarcity mindset. It attracts me to a life that I feel like I have to have. And now that I've dreamt it and I've visualized it so much, I've got to. Anytime a lottery is above $300 million, I buy lottery tickets. And again, not an investment strategy. I still buy lottery tickets because I'm training my mind to force myself and dream about what does life look like with $300 million? What do I drive? What type of vacations do I go on? What do I own? What am I giving? What type of, you know, one of my biggest fantasies is being able to secretly every single month find a deserving family and pay off their home. Now that takes a lot of capital to just find somebody that's deserving. So one of my favorite shows was Undercover Millionaire because it was those that are have abundance finding somebody that's worthy, but not letting them know that they have abundance, that they're the average person. Because you get treated differently if people know that you have abundance, right? So going under the radar and pretending to be someone of modest means and finding someone deserving and then blessing them with your abundance. And I would love to do that. I would love for that to be my lifestyle. But in order for that to be my lifestyle, I have to have hundreds of millions of dollars. So again, I buy a lottery ticket. The lottery ticket has to be over $300 million. When it is, I start envisioning life. Do I own a boat? Again, where do I vacation? What kind of car do I drive? What do I dress like? What does my health look like? Am I now able to afford stem cell plugs for losing hair? You name it. Whatever, I can afford all these things. So it puts me in that realm of this is what life looks like. And I get so attached to it that I'm like, I just can't imagine anything other than that. I've been dreaming about it all day. So I have to have that lifestyle. Well, if I have to have it, who do I now have to become in order to achieve it? So now I have to reverse engineer it. What does my 5-year plan look like, et cetera? So I'll be honest with you. We just did a mastermind this weekend with 10 other students, and I did this myself. I did what's called backcasting instead of forecasting. Forecasting is like, okay, in the next 5 years, I need to think of step one in order to get me to step 100 to achieve what my 5-year plan is. Instead, we do backcasting. Backcasting is, what is goal number 100? What is step number 100? What is the end goal? What is the 5-year plan? And my 5-year plan changes every single year. So now my 5-year plan, instead of thinking about numbers, I'll just talk about it's what you have, what you do, and who you have to become. So the has, what I have in my 5-year plan is I want a house on Rosemary Beach. Not in Rosemary Beach. I want it on Rosemary Beach. I don't want another house in front of me that I have to look at or walk around to get to the beach. I want one on Rosemary Beach. It's probably going to cost anywhere from $10 to $20 million. Now, that's house number one. House number two is a primary residence, a big farm. And I have 4 kids, soon to be 5. So I want my primary residence to be Disney World. I want my kids, as they grow up, to not want to be away from the house. They want to attract their friends to the house so that I can keep them close with me. My house is the house of fun. So, you know, that's going to require a lot of money. One of my favorite shows is Return of the Jedi. So we've got 90 acres. Now I've got some large trees on there. My favorite part of Return of the Jedi is how the Ewoks live in these tree houses with bridges from one tree house to the other. Why can't I have that? Do you think as a kid you would love that? Would you want to be home a lot if you had that? Heck, as an adult, I want that. I want one of those to be a poker room, another one to be a cigar room. But again, this stuff requires money. So that's one. I also want a Montana property because I like to elk hunt. I like to fish. So I want to be in Montana for a good part of the year. So these, I reverse engineered. This is my 5-year plan. And the reason why it changes is you have inflection points. There are things that arise in business that, okay, had I not had some of the opportunities I have now that would change my 5-year plan, my original plan would have been, okay, in 5 years, I want $100 million. Well, instead, it's no longer $100 million, it's $2 billion because there are inflection points, opportunities that arise that can really catapult you to the next level. And what I mean by that is, You know, 1850s, when you're training horses and you've got Secretariat, okay, you're training horses. Now I need to get from New York to Boston as quick as possible, so I need to get on a really fast horse. But then you have an inflection point in the early 1900s, which is a car. That's an inflection point. Now it forces you to change what that goal is because you hit that inflection point. You know, maybe we thought we'd have flying cars. If we had flying cars, would things look a little different as far as your inflection points? Absolutely. That's what I mean by inflection points. There are things that could be external or internal factors that drastically alter your trajectory. So there are opportunities and things that we're working in inside of the company, including replace your dollar, that has altered that. So now my five-year plan is significantly larger than it was without that inflection point. So we work from step 100 and reverse engineer it to a daily activity. What has to happen every single day without fail that if we don't do it, we've moved our five-year plan out or it just never happens? So that's called backcasting versus forecasting. So these are some of the reasons why I buy lottery tickets. It forces me in the mindset of an abundance mindset versus a scarcity mindset. It attracts me to a life that I feel like I have to have. And now that I've dreamt it and I've visualized it so much, I've got to figure out a way to go out and get it. So I hope this helps. Take care. God bless.